Blog Talk Radio.
With the most happy talk from coast to coast here on Happy Talk Radio. It's that time of year to celebrate birth of Christ, of our Lord and Savior. So we're saying joy to the world and a Merry Christmas. But tell me, are we precise on the date he was born? If not, I believe I have a very special guest here on Happy Talk. But let me also say a little bit about this person. He's brilliant. He does work of wonders. His name is Roy Miller. He's very, very gifted. He's multi-talented. He's a minister. He's an attorney. He's an author. He had the N-word taken out of a major dictionary. He's a singer, songwriter, and so much more. And I'm going to let him tell you a little bit about himself because we're going to introduce his new holiday song title. I guess it must be Christmas. Hi, Roy Miller. Welcome to Happy Talk Radio.
Hey, how are you doing? I'm just happy to be on today.
Great. Great. Well, I tell you, Roy, that I'm going to share with the audience, I know Roy Miller personally, so don't hear me addressing him as a thing. I know he's going to respect that. Okay. Roy, I want to tell the about it. It's a little bit happening.
Yeah, you know, I'm a Roy Miller college professor. I like working with kids, teaching kids, and trying to share knowledge, pour knowledge into kids. I'm also a musician. I've been a musician most all my life. My mom raised my siblings and I in church singing, and it kind of rubbed off on me. So I sing, I play several instruments, and I have recorded much music, and you'll hear a lot of it on YouTube up on the Leroy Ace Miller, all genres of music. But I just love writing and recording, and what you hear, for most of all what you hear, just be me singing and playing all the instruments. Now, as an attorney, I like working with youth. The reason I went towards that was to be a juvenile attorney, because we have so many troubled youth, and having an opportunity to have access to them and talk to them, and you get the feeling that if you could help one at a time, it will make a difference, even though it may appear overwhelming as to the problems that young people are faced with today and the confusion. And as a minister, of course, I love God, and I try to pour people into people what God pours into me, make a difference in the world, and be a blessing to somebody. It's a great blessing that God gave us to be able to bless others. So I try to reach people, talk with people, and keep everything on love, even my music. No, regardless of what genre I'm singing or doing music in, it's probably always connected to love. I'm an author, and had a bestseller about entitled The Story of a Dreamer. And it's online. You can get it at Barnes & Noble, Amazon. There's just a lot of places you can get it. But The Story of a Dreamer is a book of poetry. But each poem is about different situations in life, because I can communicate with people that are usually hard to communicate to through poetry, and they will receive it, especially young people, and especially people considering this being fair in relationships that don't want to talk to each other, don't want to sound like anybody's preaching to them. I can say the same things through poetry, and they receive them. So I just love my poetry, ministry, music, teaching. I really do.
Well, how did you get into the ministry?
You know, ministry, when I was younger, people would say, hey, you're going to be a preacher. And, you know, when I was young, and, you know, I wasn't, you know, like, no, I don't think so, because I respected the fact that being a preacher was not something that everybody just say I want to do. That there's great sacrifice being a preacher. Being a preacher means that, you know, I'm a true believer myself, that a preacher don't charge to preach. A preacher has to sacrifice time, has to serve as an example, has to be mature, has to be able to not even sometimes social activities that a younger person may feel like they want to be involved in, you know, you have to resist those things, because you lead by example, and people, especially young people, copy what you do. So although even my mom, she would always tell me, you're going to be a preacher, and I was a young boy. And, you know, but God just kept telling me, you know, that, I've always treated people, and I try to treat them right, treat them nice with great love and great respect. But, God, he told me that being a minister, it's not what people call themselves, it's what God calls them. And that a lot of people that don't call themselves ministers are doing everything that a minister, that God says a minister should do. And a lot of people that call themselves ministers are not godly at all. They are not being fishers of men. They are putting worldly things ahead of being fishers of men. They spend a lot of time, you know, preaching, but not so much being fishers of men as much as they are trying to make their own fortune, you know, live in that castle, riding the most expensive cars, and I was raised up saying that, you know, people don't run at being a minister because they respected God that much, because they know you don't charge to preach. So that's how I was raised. So I just had a great respect, but I'm glad that God has called and allowed me to preach. It's been probably about 15, going on 16 years now I've been preaching in churches but I think that I've been somewhat ministering most all my life because I've been trying to help people,
so
and I've always loved God.
So how do you balance the ministry with your profession as an attorney?
Well, trying to be fair is what's important, and being able to have studied man's law and then study God's law, it gives a great understanding of the world where what line divides when are men being obedient to God and when do what men do contradict God. Supposedly, all laws are supposed to be based on what's right. The world, our laws is supposed to be based on love and fairness. But it's not God that differs, it's man that makes laws that, it's like, well, God, I don't like your world, I create my own world, and I create my own laws. I won't follow your laws. I can read, and I know what your laws say, but I'm not going to follow them. Man has always pursued wanting to be God. You hear about AI technology and such as that, God made a world, but I'm going to make a better world for you. You can do things in AI that you can't do in real life. You just put this these glasses over your eyes and these things over your ears and look, and it's going to be just like a real world, but it's not. I think what it does is sometimes people will get so tied up into technology in that AI world, because you can't be doing things that's not real in AI and serving God at the same time. You can't be saving souls and somebody that needs your help, or kids needing you to talk to them, and you manage to spend most of your time now if you're an AI person. And that's what I think that we've got to look at and fear that we're headed towards, replacing God's reality and man saying that, hey, I can get better, but what man can't do, man can't keep himself from dying. But they wish they could. They wish they could, but they can't, because they know when they die, they got to face God. They got to face God and be judged. So, but doing the right thing, being honest, being fair, and I don't lie or encourage clients to lie. I don't do that.
Now so talk integrity. Briefly about when you have the N-word taken out of a major dictionary. So we're going to talk about that and move it close to, I guess it must be Christmas, because I'm sure everything that you're doing is because of love. You're trying to transition the mind of the people that if we had love and world would have greater order, and with that order we would be together and live a better life in unity. So let's go and talk a little bit about the N-word. I think that's significant in this chat.
I had the N-word deleted from a major dictionary, which caused all major dictionaries to change. And, you don't when I did that around 1993, during that time, dictionaries had simultaneously changed the definition to only apply to dark-skinned and colored people and Negroes. The definition basically said obscene, of course, but it only applied. It was specific. It never was like that in the past, but it had changed. And I caught that through my niece bringing it to my attention in Falkenwagner's dictionary. That's when I went up to the dictionary's companies. And, of course, before the deadline that I gave them, and I gave them a copy of the argument and the legal argument and all of that, decided that, hey, well, we want to delete this from all forthcoming editions. And when I got an expert of words to acknowledge that it was wrong to say that that could be used against an innocent black child, that was wrong, or a baby, that's improper, wrong across the board. And so, and of course, other dictionaries followed suit. But, you know, God had instilled in me to do it because there were those that we've been trying to do. About people of great stature and have tried to do that. But God had told me that it would be done because I understood it. You see, respect, God demands respect. Those that demand respect have always been on top, and those that accept disrespect have always been on the bottom. You got to respect yourself in order to rise. God was showing me that there should be a line that you dare not cross, especially when you are referring to children, in this case, black children. They don't need anything. They go to schools in integrated settings. They don't need to sit next to anybody that can call them the N-word and then look in the dictionary and justify that it's right. So I knew that God was telling me to do it for the children, because from a dream I had had that had shown that there was a fire, and there was a raging fire, and it must have been a 15-story building. Flames were coming out of all the windows, and out of the windows were grown people, women, men, children. They were all screaming, save me, save me. And I was looking and I was at this and I was saying, how can I save everybody? And a voice said, save the children. And I knew God was telling me, that's your mission, save the children. And it all connected. And I knew that, respect is important. You know, I won't allow anybody to disrespect the child. I just won't do that. You just won't do that around me. You won't spit on me and say it's rain. It's cool rain. I won't. That's not going to happen. Children need motivation. They need to have their self esteem improved. They need to be convinced that they are somebody, that they can be somebody, that they are special. They are blessed. You don't call a child the lowest word ever created. Mm-hmm.
It will eventually affect their self-esteem. And you know, Roy, that's why we have Jesus Christ. That's why we're celebrating the birth of Jesus tomorrow, because he is the reason for the season, because without him, we wouldn't have redemption, and we definitely wouldn't have salvation. So let's talk a little bit about your new song, I Guess It Must Be Christmas. Who are you talking to?
You know, I was talking to memories of when all my mom and dad was alive and all my sisters and brothers. I have a brother, he's passed. But I was thinking when we were children and around the house, it was just so happy at Christmas. We were, especially when we were little kids. We believed in Santa Claus and everything. You see, an old man, 90 years old, I remember he told me, he said, I'm 90 years old, but only 10 years out of my life I was our child, able to dream, hear fairy tales, hear stories that parents and different people tell, and imagine flying like Superman. But after 10 years old, he was exposed to the real world, and it was a cruel, cold world. So I wanted to write something that would bring that happiness to children, because they are only 10 years old, brief. 10 years is very brief before the real world kicks in. Let the children dream. Let them imagine. Let them smile. It's better to them smile than to be crying. Who would want their child to be in their room crying tomorrow when they can be laughing and having some fun, joy? Joy to the world. God knows what he was doing, why old people and the grown people are praying, little children are playing. God knew what he was doing.
Well, we're,
make the children laugh.
Okay.
Have fun. I'm sorry.
You, this song, but, I Guess It Must Be Christmas, it's doing much more than just making children laugh. It's enlightening the hearts of the grown-ups, too. So this song is for everybody. It touches the heart, the mind, the spirit, and the soul. And before we run out of time, I want the audience to hear it for themselves. So we're going to listen to Roy Miller's new release, I Guess It Must Be Christmas. And this is Gloria Stanley, your host with the most happy talk from coast to coast. Happy Talk Radio. This is Gloria Stanley, your host with the most talk from coast to coast. This is a Christmas Eve exclusive with attorney Roy Miller, where we were introducing his new release, I Guess It Must Be Christmas. And I think you just heard it and you see how beautiful it is. Roy, is there anything else you would like to share with us in terms of what composed you to write this song?
You know, love for people. And it's available on YouTube, so people, please go to YouTube and listen to it. It's a great reminder, I think, that parents and grandparents will reminisce of the past through this song. because it's all about family, all about love, all about those great memories that we all had, the good times, the good days of Christmas. Yes. So please go to YouTube and listen to it.
Did you want to share a poem that you wrote with the audience while you're here?
You know, I would like to share a poem, and it's about love, because around Christmas time, I'm not talking about something about money, but love. And I think relationships, I always encourage love relationships between men and women. And right now, I feel like God's hoping that even men, husbands, and wives would get along and love each other and care for each other more. And I want to read a poem, and this is basically from men.
And let me share with you before you get started. We have 4 minutes left.
A man in love may say some things. In the wintertime, he speaks of spring, of parks and sunny with his girl. He sees an amazing different world. How sad is the crying heart that doesn't understand when he's apart from the heart whom he belongs, the girl he loves, his very own. And I truly believe that love for love sits beyond thieves, and no temptation can substitute for the valuable love we dare not lose. Don't ever wonder why a weary robin struggles, but flies back to the one he loves. And for the record, as it is with us, every creation that ever roamed, eventually all hearts come home. And that's from my book, The Story of a Dreamer.
You heard from the author's mouth. It's from his book, The Dreamer. And Roy, will you tell them once again where they can get your book?
You can get it online. I turned Roy Miller, The Story of a Dreamer. Amazon carries it. Barnes & Noble, Target, Walmart. But it's easy to get. It's been out a couple of years, and it was on the bestseller, Amazon bestseller for quite some time. So I would appreciate you just previewing it. You can do that online. Also, I feel like, and I know that all the poetry came from my heart, and it covers a lot of areas, not just love between a man and a woman, but the problems of the world and solutions. And, in order to change people, you got to reach the heart, because if it doesn't reach the heart, it really doesn't matter. So,
Thank you so much, Roy. Thank you for being my guest on Happy Talk Radio. I would like to recite one quote: for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. We're celebrating the birth of Jesus on December 25th. And tune in tomorrow, because we will have more stories about his love and more poems about faith and the day of Christmas, his birth. And we have 59 seconds. Do you want to say anything else? Otherwise, I'm going to close with your song, I Guess It Must Be Christmas.
Well, I let you close my song because I believe people will hear those lyrics and reminisce. I want people to reminisce this Christmas Eve.
Thank you so much for letting me be on.
Mm-hmm.
You are so welcome. I guess it must be Christmas, y'all. Tune in tomorrow. Happy talk.
Thanks. Beautiful time of year when people